Carl Fergie, The Angel, The Spoiler. Even Lawler was on time tonight, and Nick Bockwinkel. Teeny especially appreciated the time Jimmy Hart always took to sit with her and ask about her family. He would always be one of her favorites. Jerry's latest stroke of genius, the fabulous ones, Steve Kern and Stan Lane, managed by fabulous Jackie Fargo, scooted in the door just as her watch read 7 p.m. As she reviewed the card, however, she realized that Coco Ware, who is now wrestling under the name Sweet Brown Sugar, and his partner Bobby Eaton still hadn't arrived. Usually this fact wouldn't have been cause for much concern. As much as she tried to keep the boys in line, they were all a little late occasionally. All but Coco, anyway. He had only been working for the Jarretts for a couple of years, but Teeny had immediately taken a liking to him because of his sweet face and impeccable manners. Teeny was a woman who not so much demanded, but simply required respect. By the time Coco joined the territory, she was already a legend in the business, as well as a grandmother six times over, and he neither questioned her authority nor the fact that the rules she laid out weren't personal. They were simply business, her business, and they weren't complicated either. First, be on time. Second, do not under any circumstances use foul language. Third, stay away from the arena rats, regardless of whether or not you're married. Finally, and most importantly, never break kayfabe. Kayfabe was a term left over from the days before professional wrestling had left the carnival sideshows. Kayfabe referred to wrestling's big secret, the fact that things weren't necessarily what they seemed in the ring. Coco had started wrestling a few matches in Missouri and Arkansas, where he had the opportunity to work a show in 1978 attended by Jerry Lawler, the territory's big star. Lawler saw his potential and asked him to come to Channel 5 for the Memphis TV taping to meet Teeny's son Jerry. Based on Lawler's recommendation, Jerry booked him for the show the following week against Joe LeDuc. Coco's work was good, and he quickly showed he had a knack as a jobber, a no-name wrestler for TV who made the stars look good. Coco was a good example of the fact that a wrestler didn't necessarily have to be physically imposing to be good at the job, at least in those days. His official stats listed him at 5'9", but anyone who met him would call that a bit of a stretch. But Jerry, from very personal experience, knew that size was only a small part of the story. Skills in the ring were a lot more important, and Coco had shown he had what it takes. After Coco had put in his time as a jobber on the TV show, Jerry put him on the circuit. Monday nights in Memphis, Tuesday in Louisville, Wednesday in Evansville, and Thursday either in one of the spot towns or at the monthly event in Lexington. The first night Coco showed up in Louisville, on time because he had been adequately warned by the other guys, Teeny was in her usual seat where Coco immediately went to greet her, extending a warm handshake.
Hello, Miss Jarrett. I'm Coco Ware.
Well, hello, Coco. I've seen you on the TV show. You're a good worker, she said with a smile.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have a seat. I'd like to have a little chat before you go get ready.
Yes, ma'am. I'd be happy to.
Now tell me, where are you from?
I'm from Union City up in Northwest Tennessee. Have you ever been there?
No, I can't say as I have, although I've been to Dyersburg quite a few times.
Well, there ain't much to see. One post office, one red light, one grocery store, one policeman.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It's okay, but I was looking for something a little bigger. By the way, I sure do appreciate you and your son giving me a chance like this. It's not every day a poor black boy like me from a small town like mine gets to perform at big arenas like this in front of so many people. I sure am thankful.
Well, you're welcome, Coco. You've obviously been working hard, and you deserve it. But say, that's what I wanted to talk to you a little about.
Okay.
You know, Coco, I've been in this business a long time, and it has been very good to me and my family.
Yes, ma'am. Everybody knows the Jarrett family in this business.
Yes. Well, I can't say how things work everywhere, and I know you've done a little work in other territories, but I think you may be with us for a while, so I wanted to let you know how I expect things to work here.
Okay.
In my towns, there are a few rules that I expect you to respect. Now, I don't make these rules because I'm your mother. I make them because everything that happens in my towns is my business. If you get in trouble and it affects the business, well, that affects my family and how I can support them. These rules are all about running a successful business, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, first, I always want you to be on time, an hour before the first bell. That will give you the chance to get in, get ready, go over your match, and do anything else you need to do before the show so you'll be ready to do your best.
Yes, ma'am.